This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But camp practice number one in the books. So got some observations we can drop throughout the show on that, having been out there. And then we had Nats postgame moments ago as well. So the old DC double dip today with the Commanders and the Nationals. We'll let you know that you'll hear from new Commander safety Will Harris, who's expected to start opposite Quan Martin in the back end at 3:45 coming up. I caught up with him at training camp. I really like him. As a player, we're going to find out. He's a thumper. He's one of the most physical players in the league. He's known for kind of bringing the wood. And we'll see how he handles being in space as the year goes on. Quan Martin's going to do more of that anyway. He's supposed to be the Jeremy Chinn replacement. But you've got to do both anymore.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. When I was a kid, like the free safety was always the guy in coverage. The strong safety was basically an extra linebacker. And it was just, those were the roles. Don't ask the other one to do the other thing. That's not the case anymore. But Will Harris, just from an interview standpoint, I think people will really like him when they hear the conversation. Just a really decent dude who gave great answers. So excited to play that.
That's neat. Yeah, I mean, you could see he sort of fits the bill, right? You want your stars, and you need them, right? They drive the engine. You go as far as Jaden Daniels and McLaurin, who we'll talk about, of course, and you know some of your other stars are going to take you. But that's what they, when they talk about the name of the football team and they're identifying players that fit that, that's one of those dudes, I get the sense. Like, they liked him. They know he's going to come in, not seek the spotlight, is a worker, will do everything he's asked at all times. Sort of the Jeremy Reeves school of footballing. And it sounds like that's the kind of guy he is.
The other player interview we've got today from training camp that I grabbed after practice is second-year linebacker Jordan McGee, who looked good on the practice field. And I'm going to keep beating this drum. Eventually, I'll be proven loud right or loud wrong. But I think I'm going to be right. I think he's going to play a bunch at linebacker this year. Not only are they going to use three linebackers on the field more often, because Frankie Louvu is going to be used as a pass rusher, but I think based on just how he's elevated his game, he is quicker, he is more athletic. He told me he worked on his mobility. You guys will hear the conversation. He can run. He's physical. They really, really liked him. This group drafted him last year in the mid-rounds, thinking he could work his way into playing extensively. You still got Bobby Wagner, who's going to play almost every down. You still got Frankie Louvu, who's one of the better players on your defense. More often than not, you use two linebackers at a time. But, you know, my prediction is a lot of Louvu coming off the edge, a lot of Louvu as a pass rusher. The beneficiary might be Jordan McGee. And so I caught up with him. I had not talked to him since right after he was drafted, I don't think. You and I had him on the show. But you want to talk again about just a good interview, good kid, easy guy to root for. People are going to dig that. You'll hear that conversation at 6 o'clock coming up on The Fan today, so excited about that. And speaking of interviews, Danny, we've got Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie stopping by at 5 big time news on the stadium front while I was at practice that broke this morning.
It sounds like, and again, I've too much time in and around DC. This is a very promising step. So Mark Seagrave reports that DC Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, who we had on very recently, is basically on the verge of announcing a deal between he and the Commanders with some tweaks to some of the legislation, and there will be a vote happening ASAP. So we'll ask Councilmember McDuffie about that.
Should I be mad at Phil Mendelson, who was on our show yesterday, and I asked him point blank if the Commanders are giving in on any of his demands, and he acted like it was the worst question anyone's ever asked. Mm-hmm. And then today, Mark Seagraves is told that Mendelson's got to deal with the Commanders because they gave in on some of his demands, and that a vote could be coming very soon. He was just on the show yesterday.
He was on the show.
We asked him about this yesterday. I think I should probably not be mad. I'm just going to choose to be very happy. But this sounds like a huge deal.
It's a pretty big step forward, right?
I've been hiding under my bed because there's a bad guy in my house, which is to say that whether it was the president's tweets or the DC City Council is the bad guy before that, just not making enough moves, not having enough progress for my excitement, I've been hiding under the bed just waiting for the other shoe to drop that something terrible is going to happen and I'm not going to get my stadium in DC. This, to me, is the equivalent of now a police officer getting to my home and saying, Grant, it's okay. You can come out now. You can come out now. Now, I'm afraid to come out because it could be a bad guy fooling me. There could be another tweet coming from Trump. He could still slam down his hammer and say, this isn't happening. There could be something else that goes down that ends up derailing this whole thing. And as you said, forget the federal involvement. The DC City Council's got a pretty good track record of just screwing some things up, too.
This is Washington, DC. Again, there you have eggs. Please don't start counting chickens. This is good. And this is a positive development.
But
right?
How should I read this other than it's over, pretty much? That there's a deal in place, and that if you're about to vote, it means you got some yeses. Again, this is the exact tweet. Sources from Mark Seagraves, NBC4. Chairman Mendelson close to announcing a deal with Commanders that's going to change some of the financial terms of Mayor Bowser's original deal. Meaning, they caved on some of the things and gave in to what the council wanted on some things. Goes on to say, it will open the door for the council to vote within days after the public hearings, which is coming up next week, 28th, 29th. That is an early August vote. If so facto, the vote would be yes because the terms have changed. That's what this is saying.
That's what it is saying. This is now, but again, you underestimate the D.C. City Council and you underestimate D.C. Everybody's in lockstep, right? 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 It's time to vote. Here comes my, everyone's paying attention to us now, grandstanding moment from, name that council member. If we're doing this, then I demand this, which was never discussed or something to that effect. Again, it's my Linda Kropp corollary. I don't mean to pick on her. I'm just simply saying that's what happened when Nats Park was about to be announced. Everyone's in agreement, right? 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 Show of hands. I'll say, all right, cool. We'll do the big public thing. And then she made a big, hey, look at me, because she was angling, I think, to run for mayor at some point. Who knows what's the ambitions of some of the folks that are in this room. But yes.
You only need seven, though.
Yeah. This is as promising as you could get.
I already had four.
In terms of a stadium deal getting done. And it seems like concessions were made. Again, I'm trying to read between the lines here. But one of the big sticking points, I think, for a lot of folks was we understand that the football team is putting up a ton of money. And you should try to get your money back. That's business. That's normal. How can DC get zero tax revenue? There's zero from the parking structure. Zero, you're paying a dollar a year in rent for however many years. All the taxes and things aren't going back to us at all. They're going to you. You should get a lion's share. How are we getting nothing? And it seems like now that's changed according to what folks are saying about this.
Yeah, a lot of this was always the, you know, there were things they were going to move on pretty clearly. When I talked to the team as recently as a few weeks ago, and I brought up some of the things just, not like they didn't already know this. They're having a lot of nice dinners and a lot of conversations with the city council. But the conversations we've had, I said, here's a sticking point. They go, yeah, we could probably work something out there. Here's a sticking point. And they go, well, that one, we're not as excited to have to move on. Well, what about this? And they went, yeah, we could definitely figure out a way to maybe have some employees there, whatever it might be.
Right.
But we'll get back into the stadium. Kenyon McDuffie, who's been a yes on the stadium since day one of the press conference, joins us at 5 o'clock on Grant and Danny. But let's get into football, because Dan Quinn was at the mic today, press conference to kick off training camp. He speaks before practice. This is strategically brilliant. The reason for this could be that his schedule doesn't allow for him to speak after practice. But from a PR standpoint, this is like textbook. because he never has to comment on a potential injury at practice, anything that happened at practice until the next day. Whereas a lot of teams, and for years when I covered this club, you know, the coach would talk after practice, and it was just way better for the fans, for the media, for the actual, you know, dissemination of information on the team. But he talks whatever yesterday's news was, gets asked. So today that was Terry McLaurin. And then you're kind of at practice, and you don't get to see him or talk to him again until, you know, 24 hours later. But because we had not heard any comments from DQ yet, we got his first public comments on the Terry McLaurin holdout, which officially began today. And this is what the head coach of the Commanders had to say.
No, I certainly don't need to reach out, I mean, to anybody else. And it's part of, you know, the business of the NFL. And, you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team, they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry. And so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is, like, put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them, so I know they're working really hard to go do that, but it's part of the business of our league, and this happens on teams all over, and so the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's...
So that's a little bit more along the lines of what I wanted to hear from Dan Quinn, from Peters. And Dan Quinn kind of hit more of the notes. The only thing he didn't do, and I understand strategically why...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They wouldn't. But he didn't, and Peters didn't, use the certainty that I'm looking for to kind of calm everybody down and say, relax, this is just the business of football. You heard him say that. Every team goes through this with players all the time. You heard him say that. Then the last part would have been, we're going to work this out. He wants to be here. We want him here. He's going to be a Commander for life. R-E-L-A-X. The last part is what you have not heard, and I can understand why they don't want to go that far. I was just... very observant to see if we got that from Adam Peters, and right. We didn't. But what you didn't get from Peters that you got from Quinn was the idea of how normal this is. I think Peters was careful not to say that because you don't want people to say, well, this isn't a normal situation. This is your franchise player. This is not some, you know, defensive end who's a couple of years in or whatever. But Quinn basically said, I think it was just his way of downplaying it. Guys, this is just a negotiation. This is how the sausage gets made. We love him. And Adam's working really hard. As always, I thought he did a nice job with the question.
Agreed, yeah. And his version of that PR statement that you're talking about, right? To me, I thought it was perfect. Except for the thing I'd love to hear is this is done in a matter of seconds, you know, be patient. But you can't really go there. I was looking for that as well. But yeah, I mean, this to me is how I feel, right, in general. I'm going, I still am not worked up yet. I know a lot of people are, and I got friends texting, emailing, whatever, saying, I can't believe they're doing this to Terry. It's Terry. It's our special little Terry. And that's kind of the sentiment out there, right? But to me, this is, we're not used to dealing with this. In San Francisco, they have to do it every year, whether it's Trent Williams or Nick Bosa or Brandon Ayuk or Brock Purdy or whoever. They have a lot of guys that are good players that have been in their system and scheme and have to be paid, compensated well because they've performed really well. We're not used to this around here. We've gone a long time between really having to buckle down and do this, and it was Terry that was the most recent time. It's him again. So I think this is different for us, but this to me is just the business of the NFL is happening, and if it goes south and he now starts missing stuff, I'll change my tune, but that kind of Dan Quinn sort of spoke for me, I think, today up there at the podium. Everybody wants the same thing. Terry to play football this year for Washington, and then for some time after, how long? Great question. For how much money? Great question. I think that's why we're here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.